Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, podcaster, meet Acast. We're the top independent podcast network for creators in the know. We empower you to develop your podcast idea, find your audience, and grow listener relationships wherever those listeners are. You'll also find a whole range of ways to make money, from membership plans for paying fans to our fully curated and creative advertising experience. Visit acast.com/network to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
So I was at the gym the other day, and you know when you have somebody on Facebook for, let's say, 10 years, but you've never spoken to them, but you were friends with them back in like year 6 or year 7? Mm-hmm. So back in that day, there was a guy called, should I reveal his name?
No, you shouldn't, okay. Just in case he's listening.
Okay, but I was at the gym, and I saw the guy who I used to be friends with back in like year 6 or year 7, and my friend used to have a crush on him, and his names, you could actually take his first part of his first name and his last name and combine it together, and actually creates Mahjong.
So did you just reveal his name then?
No, we didn't reveal his name. Okay. You could take parts of his first name and his last name, chuck it together, and it creates the word Mahjong. So that was his code name that we gave him back in the day.
Okay.
So whenever we talked about him, my female friend would be like, oh my God, he's so cute. Look at Mahjong. And I'd be like, yeah, cool. Mahjong. And then, so I bumped into him for the very first time a couple of weeks ago. He actually came up to come to me and say hi, because for all this time, I was like, ooh, should I go say hi to him? It's been like 10 years, but nah, I better not leave it.
So you did that awkward thing of like trying to hide in the gym while you're working out.
Yeah. Not make eye contact, but we know we're friends, we're Facebook friends with each other, but we're not going to acknowledge each other. But when he actually came up to approach me, he's like, oh my gosh, Tom, right? And I'm like, hey, Mahjong.
But he doesn't know that his name
is Mahjong.
Oh my God, that must have been so awkward.
But that was like how I referred him in my head, because that's the only name I've ever called him.
So what happened? Like, how did he respond to that?
He just said hi back. And he's like, I was like, oh, hey, how are you? And I was like, shoot.
He probably thought you forgot his name.
Actually, maybe he did. But I knew what his name was, but that just flipped out of my mouth.
So did you correct it? Or you just leave it? Like,
I just left
it. No, there's no going back now.
I'm not going back. Just said, how are you going? No, it's been so long. Nice to see you again. Blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, oh, I'll let you finish your workout, even though he approached me.
Well, hopefully he's listening to this, so he will understand why you called him Mahjong.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello, welcome to The Lemma Show, the show about what Asian millennials are talking about. And as always, my name is Philip Cute.
And my name is Thomas Tan.
And this week on the show, I need to talk about Gen Zs. So as you know, I've been said this many times on the podcast, but I've been spending so much time on TikTok. And for the most part, I've been trying to understand the lingo that's been used in the TikTok world by these Gen Zs. But I've been noticing a few things. And what I've been noticing is that a lot of Gen Zs are picking on millennials. The same way we used to pick on the boomers, like the generation above us.
Oh.
So apparently there are things that we do that Gen Zs find really irritating. And I did not know any of this until recently. So now I've been frantically just trying to adjust myself so that I can be cool on TikTok and be cool when I'm around Gen Zs now. But Tom, you actually do some of these. I'm going to tell you now. And I'm looking at your hair right now because it's parted to the side.
What's wrong with parted to the side?
Gen Zs don't do that. They part it into the middle now.
Oh, like a boy band kind of look.
Yeah, so that's the look now.
Do you know, I actually parted my hair. I was ahead of the trend. I did it 2 years ago, and you gave me crap from it. Your friends gave me crap from it. My friends gave me crap. Like, what are you doing with your hair? I was like, I'm parting my hair in the middle. It's like, why? And then ever since I got those comments, I stopped doing it. And then suddenly all the Gen Zs are doing it.
Well, I apologize. I did not know you were such a trendsetter.
You can chuck that picture on Facebook, actually.
But I don't understand. What's wrong with wearing your hair to the side? Like both of us are wearing our hairs to the side.
I put mine to the right.
So, but like, realistically speaking, some people don't have hair that are long enough, especially if you're a guy. Your hair's not long enough to part in the middle. So what do you do then?
They just push it all the way back, I think. I've noticed a lot of young kids, they have either a mid-parting or no parting. Like, it just goes...
Like just
like a Pidgeotto from Pokemon.
So, okay, so would You know those hippies haircuts where they tie their hair back?
Or like a man bun.
Like a man bun. Is that trendy for Gen Z? That's my question.
I don't think so.
That's probably not cool, is it?
No, it's not.
We sound like such boomers, like, talking about this. But the next one is skinny jeans. Apparently, wearing skinny jeans is not cool. And we both...
Oh, my gosh.
We both wear skinny jeans. So.
I always wore skinny jeans.
So, apparently, Gen Zs, they wear really baggy jeans. And the baggier it is, the better it is. Like, I think they're really going for the 90s look, to be honest.
Maybe they see, like, the 90s boy... I guess because, like, the boy bands, BTS is trendy. A lot of girl groups are coming back. So, maybe that's where they're getting their inspiration from.
Probably.
But don't they forget that we grew up with that too.
I know. Look, Gen Zs, you're going to be just uncool like us in a couple of years. Okay, this one is a big issue for both of us because we both use the crying emoji.
Oh, I use that
face.
All the time.
That's actually my most used emoji.
Mine too, actually.
And apparently, so if you're using that, it's a clear sign that you're a millennial and it's really uncool.
Why?
So actually, I read that if you use emojis, you're actually uncool.
Huh?
Gen Zs actually don't use emojis at all.
But then you just sound so emotionless.
Well, that's the...
Isn't that the point of emojis?
That's the vibe that they're going for.
Oh, the I have no emotions vibe.
And so apparently if you do want to use an emoji, the only emoji that you can use is a skull emoji. Like, crying so hard that you die.
Is that why you've been using a lot of skull emojis? You're trying to fit
it in? It has quickly climbed up to my top use emoji because I've been seeing a lot of kids use it. So I'm like trying to fit in, like using skull emoji this. I'd be like, oh my God, I can't. And then skull emoji.
Oh my gosh.
So Tom, which one's your top emoji? Which one do you use?
Mine is the, do you know the face, which isn't a smiley one, but it's a smiley with a blush. Like a...
The embarrassed face.
No, it's like a smiley emoji face and they're smiling.
Oh,
and then
they're like,
blush.
They're like,
there's
oh,
a blush.
I'm so shy blush.
I'm so shy blush happy. That's my most, probably second followed by the crying emoji is probably my most used.
You probably irritate the Gen Zs the most.
I probably do.
I feel like we should have gotten a Gen Z on this podcast with us just to walk us through this list.
Maybe do that next episode.
Because I'm reading through this list now. I'm like, I don't understand why these things are uncool. Like, we grew up doing these things. So, like, why is it uncool to them? But anyways, there's a few more. This is the last one I will mention. But I saw this tweet saying, why do millennials love saying, oh, so I did a thing. Girl, go read Harry Potter and shut up. So,
what?
Because apparently a lot of us do say, I did a thing. And they go, I did a thing. And they're like, oh, this is what I did.
I did, like, oh my gosh, I just did this. And like, what did you do? I did this.
I did a thing. No, like, you know, you go to a friend, you'll be like, oh my God, I just did a thing. And your friend will be like, oh, what did you do? And then you go proceed to tell them what you do.
Oh, I say it a bit differently.
How do you say it?
I say, oh my gosh, I just did something. And they'll be like, what did you do? And then I'll tell them. What do you mean? I did a thing. That sounds very weird.
Well, that's apparently a very millennial thing. I think I do that sometimes. I should say that. Just to like, you know, clickbait people. Like you'd be like, oh, I did a thing. And then be like, oh, what did you do?
Oh, yeah. So what's wrong with that with the millennials?
Well, apparently millennials don't like it because you're clickbaiting too much.
Maybe that's why all like the council YouTubers, the clickbaity ones, are millennials. Well, when you asked me to come up with a list of Gen Zs and things that I just find strange, nothing that Gen Z does irritate me. It's just things I find like when I look at them, this is a bit weird. Like I noticed that when Gen Zs talk, they always dance. I don't know why. They're very
expressive.
Expressive of like, what are you doing today? I'm going shopping. You know what?
So if you can't see what Tom's doing, as he's saying that, he's actually moving his hands and like doing
this is like, I don't know. They go, whoa, a lot.
Renegade.
Yeah, renegade. They just do a lot of body language stuff. And I learned this back in drama class back in year 9, but 80% of, or 70% of your expression or what your communication is body language. But I reckon for Gen Z is like 99% or something.
Actually, the one thing I don't understand is why do they always like shorten their sentences? Like, for example, on TikTok, I see a lot of kids doing, I shouldn't call them kids, some of them are adults now. A lot of Gen Zs be like, I and hyphen, and that's it. I'm like, wait, did you like accidentally click enter too early? Like, what were you supposed to say after that? Like, what are you trying to say?
When I see those comments, I actually thought they just press enter. So
that's what I thought too.
I would reply after that to finish off their sentence.
That's exactly what I do. And I think maybe it's such a millennial thing to ask them, like, what are you trying to say?
Maybe this is like a bait for millennials and they just caught us.
And the other thing is, I see a lot on TikTok, a lot of them go be like, oh, I love that for her. Like, what do you love? Are you being sarcastic or are you like actually loving that? Like, you know, if you do something, so for example, you might see someone on TikTok get proposed to, and then you'll see these comments down under it, and the bunch of kids will be like, oh, I love that for her. Oh, I love that for him. And I'm like, what do you love? Like, are you being sarcastic or do you actually love it for them? Or?
I actually reckon Gen Z people are probably the most genuine generation. Like, they're very straightforward, very blunt. So one thing that I wrote down on my list is like, they're very justice-minded. Like, I think they're probably the first, well, not the first, but the second generation after us, that they're very like, they actually look out for the middle people or the people, like the very small people, I realize. Like, I was on TikTok maybe yesterday, and I saw that this guy who was doing like, oh, just a prank, bro. So he was getting a lot of frozen Cokes and he was carrying them about six and he was in the middle of a shopping center and he goes, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then he drops everything and just like starts rolling inside the Coke Zero, trying to make like a viral video. And all the comments are like, why are you doing this? This isn't 2007. Mm. Like all the kids were just calling, you know, someone has to clean this up after you. Why are you doing this? This is such a dumb video. This isn't funny. And I was like, whoa, like these millennials, not millennials, these Gen Zs are very justice people.
They are. I have to say, even though we are picking on them.
You're picking on them, not me.
We're picking on them like how boomers used to pick on us. but I do have to say, like, last week I mentioned that I made a TikTok about what's happening in the Asian community, how, you know, a lot of hate crimes are happening. A lot of Gen Zs were promoting that video. They were like joining that video and reposting that video and doing like interpret dancing to my voiceover. They were doing arts and craft to my video just to raise awareness of what's happening. And a lot of them were reposting my video, but like posting a K-pop cam, like of their favorite bias dancing, and then with my voiceover so they can help promote the video. But I do have to say, I do really admire that they are very social, aware of what's happening in the world right now. And I think a lot of it has to do with the time that they've grown up with, especially because, you know, back then we didn't really have social media, so we weren't really aware of these social issues.
I also think that the information that they get fed is a lot more quicker than we got it. So they get it instantly. Something happens, breaking news, they just get it straight away. Like what you said, we had to read about things and we went to the library to do our research. Like,
do you remember back in the day we still had to go, this is before a lot of people were on the internet, but I remember back then, we used to have like a library truck come to our area.
We had those too.
Once a week or once
Herald the Giraffe?
No, it was a library truck. Library truck. So it would be like from your local library, but they'll bring the library to your local neighborhood.
Is it because you didn't have a library in your school?
We did, but it was a very small library. But anyway, back then, we didn't have Wikipedia. So we had to go and borrow the encyclopedia from the library or the library truck.
Oh.
Do you remember doing that at all when you had to do like a school assignment?
No, I used books for primary school, but high school was like, do you remember Ask Jeeves?
Oh, Ask Jeeves. Oh my God.
It was like a butler on the... It was like the pre-Google.
It was like Google, right?
It
like,
was like Google,
you
yeah.
You type in your question, you get your search results.
Yeah. So then that was what I used to get my assignments done. But I realize nowadays, not really a lot of people read books anymore. Even I didn't read books, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've been really trying to read the books, but, like, it's just hard now. I think because, like, we all have short attention spans.
No, that is very true. I've noticed that when I started watching, not to go off top, when I started watching Netflix TV shows, if that doesn't hook me within the first 2 minutes, I'm like, I'm done. But I've been on my phone the entire time.
Oh, my gosh.
But what I also realized about Gen Zs is that I feel that they actually missed a part of their... They grew up really fast. And I mean that in a nice way, as in they learned how to do makeup when they were 12 because they have so much YouTube tutorials. Yeah. Like we grew up, for girls who did makeup, we had to look like clowns, you know, for a big chunk of our teenage life, go through this emo phase. You know, remember like Gatsby with the teasing hair?
Yep.
And what do they call those haircuts? Mullets. Well, it's a different type of what the kids do mullets now. But the mullets were like, they would just have different mullets. And we had DDR. We had a TB phase that I went through as well. Like, we all went through all these awkward phases to discover who we really are.
But do you think, you know, like, that was our childhood, though. And the generation before us, our parents, they had a different childhood to us. And they're like, you know, our generation, the millennials, didn't get to live this sort of childhood. But maybe for Gen Z, that is their childhood. Maybe their childhood is, you know, their version of growing up, our version of growing up fast. But for them, that is their childhood.
It could be. But I also realize when I do look at it from an outside perspective, not a lot of them go outside anymore. Like they, even every single generation, including us, before us, everybody to grow up a little bit in their child, they will always be playing outside with other, like face-to-face communication, having physical contact with other kids in their playground.
But that's what, you remember back in the day, our parents would say it to us as well, be like, oh, these kids, this generation doesn't go out to hang outside anymore.
I did.
All they do is watch TV, ABC Kids after school. They don't go hang out.
But when we were kids, we used to grow up. I was climbing trees when I was like 10.
Yeah, me too. But I think us compared to our generation before, we hanged outside a lot less because we had TV.
Yeah, definitely.
But for them,
I don't see them outside.
Yeah, it's true. They don't really hang out like in the courtyards anymore.
No, there's no playgrounds, nothing. Like, only kids when they go playground, like when they're toddlers, but as soon as they hit, like, let's say 8, they get a phone and then that's it. Then they're missing their vitamin D.
The playground is the internet now, I guess.
I guess so. No, that's a good point. Okay, one more last thing that I realize is that their main form of communication is Snapchat.
Okay, this I don't understand. Like, I thought Snapchat was dead when Kylie Jenner said Snapchat was dead. So why are people still using Snapchat? I mean, why Gen Z? Like, I do know a lot of Gen Zs who still use it, but also know a few of my friends who are millennials who still use it.
Oh.
I'm like, why do you use it if you have, like, no offense, like, you have Instagram stories. Mm. But even then, Instagram, not many people are using it. Gen Zs aren't really using it.
Mm.
I stopped using Instagram now. I'm mainly on TikTok now. I'm the cool millennial, guys.
If you say so. But when you use Snapchat, does your words or your messages delete? Is that what happens? Or does it stay there?
You're embarrassing us. Do you not know how Snapchat works?
I remember when you send messages on Snapchat, it would just delete. So when someone replied, you're like, what did I say?
Yes, that's the whole point of Snapchat.
Oh, right.
So what you're asking me is that does the messages...
Yeah, so it's like...
Oh my God, that's such a millennial thing. You're such a millennial. Oh my God.
But when like kids talk to each other, how do they know what the other person said when they close the app and open? Oh crap, what did you say? I forgot what I replied to.
That's a good point. How did they remember?
Because I don't remember what... This is why I don't use Snapchat to communicate, because my messages get deleted.
Well, yeah. Well, look, I guess the world works in mysterious ways, and I guess this is a generation that we're not going to understand, and in a couple of years' time, we're going to be that generation being like, oh, look at those Gen Zs.
No, I actually really like Gen Zs. It's you who's shitting on Gen Zs, not me.
No, I'm not. Hello? I said such nice things about them on this podcast.
Are you sure?
I love you guys, Gen Zs. Skull emoji.
You've been shitting on them for so long. Generally, I think Gen Zs are actually like, they're a cool generation. I just don't understand some of the things that they do, and I just don't relate. That's the only thing.
Well, we'll love to know what you guys think about this. Like, we do have a lot of Gen Z listeners, believe it or not. If you're a Gen Z,
we love you.
We love you. Hit us up on our Instagram DMs if that's what you still use. And yeah, tell us, like, are there some things, what are other things do you find irritating that millennials do? Like,
we actually don't care.
Yeah, if it's something that we do, we'll try to adapt and be a bit cooler. But if you are a millennial, tell us, what are some things that Gen Zs do that just genuinely confuse you? Like, let us know. We would love to know. There'll be more Lemon coming up, but first, here's a few words from today's sponsors.
Recommendation time. Well, I'm going to be recommending something this week because I actually finally watched something. I watched The Hotel of Cecil.
I think that's what it's called.
Hotel of Cecil.
Yeah.
So what this show is about. So I think it's a documentary about what has happened previously in a couple of years ago when her video went viral. So for those who don't know, it is a video where there's this Asian girl. She's in the Cecil Hotel and like she does this weird thing where she's looking around, going to the elevator, and just her hand gestures is really spooky and just very demonic, like the way that she moves. And when this video got posted online by, I think it was the FBI's in America, it just blew up because people were trying to investigate, like depuzzleize it and be like, whoa, what is happening? Why is this girl being so strange? So finally, years later, they actually made a documentary about this.
I have a question for you. I am so confused why you recommend this, because I'm normally the one that watches true crime documentaries. I love true crime. I love documentaries. Whenever I ask you to watch documentaries, you just switch off. Why did you enjoy this documentary?
Well, actually, when I think about it, I didn't enjoy it. I watched this. I recommend it because this is the only thing I watched in the past couple of weeks. But also, I actually found that it was quite strange. And I think I like watching things which have a very spiritual, ghosty essence about it. When it's the documentary about, oh my gosh, I murdered my wife. Oh my gosh, I murdered my neighbors. Oh yeah, cool. Everyone murders each other all the time. But when there's like essence about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. Like, I want to watch more of this. Let's investigate. Because this is like another realm to it, like another level to it that people just will not ever get, because it's pretty much, what do you call it? Like, people just cannot, it's just weird.
Mm. Well, I watched a documentary and I watched a lot of things this week, and I actually do recommend it. You don't sound very confident about your recommendation.
Well, I don't watch very much Netflix. I mean, is that a very, Vanilla's watch a lot of Netflix.
But it was a really good documentary. And like you said, there was a lot of like mysterious things behind the documentary. But do give it a watch. I think it was a great documentary. The way that they laid out the story was really interesting, especially because I guess like we live in the age of the internet now, and whenever things like this do happen, a bunch of people on Reddit or on forums would jump on it and try to investigate it themselves. And sometimes, although they're very well intentioned, sometimes it doesn't help the investigation, or it might fuel different conspiracy theories. And I think, without spoiling it, this is kind of that situation for this case.
One thing when I was watching it, I noticed that one thing that didn't really resonate well with me was the people who, like you said, who were actually investigating it, who weren't part of the investigation, but they were giving their own two cents, because it would allow people to believe this conspiracy theory, which wasn't actually true. And then other people start believing it, and then all this fake kind of stories would just kind of blow out of proportion. And it doesn't allow the family who got affected, the mother and the father and the siblings affected by this, they don't have any peace or rest, because people are just throwing their daughter, oh my gosh, your daughter did this. Oh my gosh, your daughter has like an elevator ritual going. Oh my gosh, it was possessed by a Japanese ghost or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's the danger of these web sleuths who investigate things. And especially talking about diverting the conversation a bit of fake news. For those of you guys who aren't in Australia, Facebook banned news in Australia. So I guess this might be the end of fake news for Australians.
That's great.
Which is a kind of a good thing. But also on the flip side, my recommendation this week is, if you do have a favorite Australian media company, go and follow, follow them on social media, but they've already banned the news on social media. But go and visit their website, bookmark them, download the app, whatever, subscribe if you're willing to pay. But I think, yeah, journalism in Australia is really important, especially, you know, the news, you know, we rely on these news to get our information. So most people get it from Facebook. So now we're going to have to go out there and find our own news.
And that's good. But coming back to Elisa Lim, what do you think happened to her?
We can't spoil it. I will say, like, I think how the documentary layout, well, I don't want to spoil the documentary for anyone who's about to watch it, but for anyone that's watching it, I do believe how the documentary laid out the film. I believe in how they laid out their film. I'll just say that. I don't believe there's any other alternative ways that would have happened. Like, if you look at the evidence and look at her life, she had a Tumblr as well. So if you follow her Tumblr posts, it seems like there was a pattern going on here. That's all I would say.
I think there was a lot of forces working against her.
We just spoke about conspiracy theories.
This isn't what feeling. What people are saying, that some person in Mexico tried to kill her or something like that. That's not what I believe. I think that there's some negative forces trying to work against her.
Okay, well, I guess like we'll leave it to the listeners to decide what they think. As always, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. If you haven't followed us, make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook if you still use that. Or TikTok if you are a Gen Z, you don't use other social media platforms. And as always, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.